Do you need help with your cat? Has it been snatched? Well, maybe it's because of the Cat Snatchers. That's right, for sale tonight here on QVC for the low, low price of $20. We'll snatch your cat for you. If you've never had your cat snatched, you need it snatched now by us. It's a really nice little aluminum pole type thing that snatches cats, and it's the greatest cat snatch and snatch catter I've ever seen. Thanks for joining us here on Whatever, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 388 for July 6th, 2017. Cat Snatchers. That's the wrong button. Good Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that likes to talk about snatching cats but not condone cat snatching. I am your host, Steven, joined as always by the amazing, the wonderful, the girl with the baba, aka the pink bottle of doom, Smashly.
I'm sick.
You are so sick. Like, and I mean that like in the negative way, not in the like sick. I mean it like in the you're sick, you devil, stay away from me because you'll spread your plague. All over the place.
You guys gave it to me.
You know, I don't think you guys have anything to do with it. I'm pretty sure. I brought a 2-year-old to your house with a warning label attached that said, hey, by the way,
I know, but I was really careful. Like, I didn't lick anything while I was there.
Which is rare. Usually you're just like blah, 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 blah all over all the things in the house. So he came with a warning label and it said, hey, I know we planned a vacation, but since things are how they are, he's sick as the devil and sneezing all over everything and basically oozing snot out of every orifice. Should we bring him? And you said, yes, bring that baby. I ain't scared. And everybody except for me and Tater up there didn't get the disease. Everybody got the disease except for me and Tater. Yeah. I don't know how, because I played with him just as much as anybody else. But you did play with him a lot more. You had a lot more involvement.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how germs work.
They are, they're pervasive little things. They're really small, and they like to basically attack people's faces, you know?
Get in there. As is like, reboot worked.
Oh, did it work? Good.
Win.
See, that's what you get when you call Horseshoe and Hand Grenades tech support. You get answers like reboot your system that function properly. Everything's great. Looks good.
So I have a nit to pick with the USPS right now.
Pick it. Pick that nit.
So I worked really hard on these cards that we sent to Jacob's niece and nephew. Like, really hard. Like, I put Hello Kitty stickers in them, and I glitter puffed everything, and we mailed them out. They never got them.
No. Oh, dude.
Like, we never had them sent back or anything. And now, I did the same thing with Subject. Like, I glitter puffed it, and, like, I drew all... It was gorgeous. I drew all over it, and, like, Jacob wrote a limerick in it, and it was just... It was awesome. It was, like, a piece of work. I had stuff, like, glued on the front of it. I mailed it out, and he hasn't gotten it. And I'm like, it's been a week. You only live, like, a few hours away.
Yeah, that should definitely have gotten to him by now.
And, like, they don't... And so I'm just like, okay, did we not put enough postage on it? Because in that case, they would just send it back to you, right?
I think so. I think that's how
that
works.
So, like, what are you doing with my effing letters?
That's, you know what, funny enough, I sent my mom a Mother's Day card, which she never got. So you're not alone.
I wonder what... Like, I've never had that happen before moving here.
No, I've never had mail that legit didn't make it to where it was supposed to go. But the USPS, you know, they are a government agency. They used to be fully funded until they were told they had to do certain things that made them, like, in the debt. The debt.
In the debt.
Yeah, so now maybe they're not functioning as well.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. I remember we mailed out Christmas cards one year, and everybody seemed to have gotten them. Nobody said anything about them.
We emailed them. We mailed so many Christmas cards that year. I had stacks of Christmas
cards. Like, my hand was tired from writing notes and signing my name.
Yeah. Maybe they fell behind the counter. McFly says he went to the counter and paid them.
So he handed it over. The leveled postage.
Yeah, he paid the normal people post and not the actual mailman that gets the mail from the mailbox. Which, as we all know, is the safest way to send your mail. Be sure to put cash in your envelopes, folks, and then let me know where you're mailing from. Yeah, so now we're live again. Sorry. Hey, the audio listeners don't even know that anything happened. Yay!
No! What happened to Hobby Lobby? Subject to there was a scandal?
Oh, so, so Hobby Lobby, you know they're quite the conservative group.
Sure.
The conservative company. Well, they've apparently been buying illegal biblical artifacts that I don't know the full story on, other than biblical artifacts were bought by Hobby Lobby for a Bible museum that may have inadvertently funded ISIS. That's a possibility. That they left Iraq illegally, were smuggled out and purchased by Hobby Lobby, and then money may have trickled back in to a terrorist organization. It's hard to say. But, and I told Stephanie this, I said, okay, man, like, it's one thing, they might not have known. You know, if you're an artifact buyer.
Yeah, how would you?
You might just go, you might not know the right way, so you can't identify the wrong way, right? It's kind of like if Joel Schumacher, as a bad example, walks up and goes, hey, man, I've got all this Arnold Schwarzenegger memorabilia from Batman and Robin. You go, oh, cool. I want some of that memorabilia. He's like, I'll sell it to you for a handful of money. You're like, cool. You don't know anything about Hollywood resells props. You don't know anything about anything. You just go, oh, well, it seems reputable. I'll buy some Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze gear. And then it turns around and you're like, oh, crap, that was illegal? I wasn't supposed to obtain Mr. Freeze costume equipment from that guy? Yeah, so I think maybe there's some issues that they were like, oh, man, because I give the people a benefit of the doubt. You know, that's the way I operate. It's my basic mode of function is... They didn't really mean that. Until they've shown in their character that that's what they mean most of the time, right. I'm like, okay, maybe they didn't know. And ignorance is not innocence. You know, you still have to know the law. You still get in trouble. But I don't know that there was malicious intent. But again, I'm just a guy with a microphone on the internet. I don't know anything. Which I'm way more willing to say than most other people with microphones on the internet.
Holy crap, yeah. Oh, I have a platform. Let me tell everybody how much they suck ass.
I'm a Twitter. Let me tell you about the law.
It's like, wait, Twitter.
What? You can't just Twitter and be like, I'm a lawyer.
I don't know. I was just reading. All I can think of right now is True Lies, because how the chick deals in, like...
Antiquities.
Antiquities, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at this cuneiform tablet and I'm like, there's probably a an espresso maker hidden in there.
That's Juno Skinner's business right there.
Juno Skinner.
she's like, I'm about to go buy some stuff, and I've got this guy who looks like a janitor, but he's really a terrorist. And one of the best chases in movie history is a horse in a motorcycle. That makes me the happiest person ever. I'm like, Arnold just got on a horse. He's on a horse, and there's a motorcycle. He's in the elevator, and I'm so happy right now. Can we do Arnold Through the Ages, like, now?
Yes! Oh my gosh. I just want to watch that movie. It was so good.
It was so good. Everything about it. It was amazing. I'm so happy. So, hey, welcome to Horseshoes and Hairnades, all ye people. If you're new here, this is how the show works. We start off by jibber-jabbering a little bit. We attempt to tell a story. We jibber-jabber some more, and we tell some more stories while jibber-jabbering.
There's a lot of jibbers and there's a lot of jabbers.
That's how the internet works. And, we were going to do a half-hour power today. We're still going to do that because you're still sick. And ain't nobody need to be talking on a microphone when they're sick.
Ain't nobody like, I've got a cold party because
my cold party don't stop.
Yes.
Back to the Mr. Freeze puns.
Yes.
All right, man. Let's do a factoid.
Yes.
A group of cats is called a clowder. A group of cats in soup is called a chowder. I get a cat snatcher.
It's a clowder. You would just expect like it to be something a little like more sleek because it's a cat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you'd think it would be like a a stealth, a snatch. No, that's not right. You can't say that on the internet.
Yeah.
Cat snatchers. There's so many different ways I could have gone with that whole thing. But you know what's unfortunate is, so me and Ashley went through the basement of her father's office this past weekend and found all kinds of old doodads. And I found constant reminders that I was once a creative person who put time and effort into this show. We found, how many, like, six scripts?
Oh my gosh. That, and then, like, this love letter that you wrote Stephanie where you, like, antiqued the paper and, like, burnt the edges of it.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you sent her roses with one fake one in it, and you wrote her a note that said, "I will love you till the last petal falls," and it never will because it's fake.
I'm so clever.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm so incredibly clever. And now I'm just like, let me just poop out a show this Thursday. Hey, is everybody ready? Showtime, download that. Enjoy it, bunch of plebes. I used to work for your affection. Now I'm just like, ah, crap. I didn't get the notes. I didn't get anything. Good thing I have all this pre-set up stuff that took me months to do. Just plop down and hit the start button. Hey, everybody. I don't have an intro made up. Let's give this a shot. Cat snatcher, snatcher pants. So stupid. I need to work harder. World news. We did find some stuff that we could send people, I think.
Yes.
Original content.
Yes!
Yeah. Yes! Mexican fan tells wife he's going to get cigarettes. Flies to Russia for Confederations Cup instead.
What? Jacob was like, "Hey, honey, I'm going to go get some cigarettes while you're on the show." And I'm like, why? Now I get it.
This is the old thing. Dad went out for a newspaper and cigarettes, and he never came home.
Never came back.
Yeah. Dad just went to get some cigarettes. I don't know what happened to him. Diehard soccer fans are known to do just about anything to see their team close up and personal, but Mexican soccer fan Arturo Garcia took this to a new level for the Confederations Cup. In the lie of the century, the Puebla resident told his wife he was going to the store for cigarettes. Instead of getting his fix of nicotine, however, Garcia instead took a flight to Russia to watch his beloved national team play in the tournament. You could not do... No, not in a million years does a normal person lie to this extent. They would make up like a business trip or something,
right?
if anything. Like, this is
a shitty lie.
It's awful because one thing, your wife's going to be terrified that you don't come home, or maybe this is a normal thing for them. Maybe this is their family culture. Go out for a smoke and just disappear for a few days. They're like a lost cat. Oh, she'll come home.
Can you imagine if you did that to Stephanie? Like,
oh no,
Scotland Yard would be
there. Would
after
be
you?
They would find me.
Yeah,
they would find me wherever I went.
I don't have. What I do have is, like, I forget that, you know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's a thing. I got you.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Garcia, who is originally from Monterey, said he told his wife that he was going to the store to buy cigarettes, but he never specified where the store actually was. "I told my wife I'd go to OXXO for some cigarettes, but I did not tell her which one." He said OXXO is a popular convenience store in Mexico, so it's safe to assume his wife did not expect a little transatlantic flight to get in between her and her husband. The El Tri fan revealed that he spent his life savings on the trip. He also later acknowledged that his wife actually did eventually find out that he had gone to Russia. Of course, you're in the news, you moron. Mexico advanced to the semifinals with a 2-1 win over Russia. That's what's... You don't do... Okay, foundation of a stable relationship. Honesty. Say it with me. That's like six letters. Honesty.
On...
That's seven letters.
SD.
Yeah, you want
to. Depends on how you make them.
You want to not lie to each other because
especially
that causes
to that extent. I mean, yeah. Honey, do I look okay? Yeah, sure. Just get your ass in the vehicle. Versus, honey, I'm flying to another country and celebrating things without you because you're a drag.
Oh yeah, I was told one time by people who should know that little white lies are expected and not a big deal in your life. Like, hey, that dress looks great when it doesn't is not really that big of a problem. Hey, I'm not sleeping with the maid when you are is a problem. That's the problem. Don't do that.
I don't have that issue. Like, if I look bad, I feel like somebody in my life would tell me.
You think?
Well, I know Stephanie or mom would. They'd be like, yeah. What you're doing isn't good.
But there's some times where you're just like, it's not worth it. You look nice enough. Let's go.
Yeah. You know? You're like, just.
It's like good enough versus like, oh no, I didn't fall over, but you look fine. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. We're 10 minutes late. Or if you're Ashley, we're 45 minutes late.
Hi. Hi. So this lady was supposed to call us and talk about like these closing documents. And she's supposed to call at 4, but she didn't call until after 4. Then Jacob's like, honey, I've thought about it. He's like, you could get a job at this real estate firm. I was like, why? He's like, well, you're never on time. He's like, you can't add. And she obviously misadded everything in these closing documents. What else? He's like, you've got one benefit where you can talk to people without pissing them off. So I actually think you're a shoo-in.
You could do that job. I think you should apply.
Yeah.
No, actually, like, I don't. I think you should write a book with me. That's what yes! I think.
We should do the things, and I can ticky-ticky the dialogues, and you can do all the hard parts.
Ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky. You know what my dialogue sounds like? It sounds like me from 7 different perspectives.
I like your dialogue.
You're really nice. You're really nice, too. We're all really nice. Look at all of us getting along, because we're 7 Stevens. Even my mean people are normal. I'm trying, like... So when I wrote Crooked Fellas like a billion years ago for NaNoWriMo, I realized halfway through that I had like 2 types of character. I had a horrible, seething pit of despair of a human being where you're just like, you are a rotten to the core disaster. And I had altruistic people. Even the like the sketchy people were altruistic people. They're like, I don't know why I'm going to go on this adventure with you, you wonderful, upstanding person, but I'm going to go because we're in the same place at the same time. My motivation makes sense. It's like, no. No, it doesn't. Your motivation makes no sense. And we all know it now, especially when we get to the climax of that journey and it's like, I don't know what to do with any of you people. Only one of you cares about anything right now.
You know, the funny thing is there's so many stories and books that I've read that were written quickly. And so the plot holes weren't thought out. And so you sit there and you get like all these people talking about the plot holes and how this wouldn't have worked. And why didn't they just do this? And this would have been more simple. But unless you take forever. And I think that's why a lot of authors kick stuff out quickly, because they're like, just I will be. They'll be like Name of the Wind guy.
Patrick Rothfuss,
and spend 15 years doing something to hash out every single freaking detail, or they can just kick out a metric shit ton of them and make money like that.
Yeah, you can be Danielle Steele, or you can be George R. R. Martin, or Patrick Rothfuss, or J.K. Yes. Rowling, where you like spend enormous amounts of time. Like Patrick Rothfuss books, they're so beautifully written, but he will concentrate on one word in a sentence and just go, I don't know if that's the right word for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that single word, and he'll go, let me look at the etymology of that word. Nope.
For like 9 hours.
Yeah, he's like, nope, that word can't exist in my universe. The etymology doesn't fit.
Wait for 15 years to get another book, Patrick. Oh, gosh.
I wish I could love writing to that degree. You know, like, I think I figured out I wasn't a writer after I realized sitting down and going, I should write, and then I just do something else. You know, like, you have to really love it. And I was told by somebody once that if you spend more time trying to figure out what software you want to use to write your book than writing your book, you don't really like it. Because a good writer will write on a napkin because they have to get it out of their head, like, now.
See, I don't think that's true. I just think that's different writing styles. Because, I mean, you're a geek, so of course you would enjoy everything behind what you're doing.
It's the fonts. I got to have the right font, even though it's all got to come out Courier New at the end of the day.
I was going to say, everything I have is in Courier New, and it's 1.5 space, and it's underlined when it should be italicized.
That's because you know all the rules. I don't know any of the rules, so I'm just like, I don't know what they want at the bookstore. I mean, just go and put it in to do.
writing it. She love horses and hand grenades.
Someday, by the way,
we'll publish it.
We got a project, and one of these days it's going to get off the ground. Ain't that right, Smash?
One of these days.
The project where we do the thing and people join in and then the thing happens and they have to change the thing.
Yes. When can we do the things? I would like to do the thing.
I have all the code.
Let's do it for Halloween.
Okay. Done.
Can we do like a Halloween special?
Sure. We've got to actually have a really important landmark episode coming up in 12 episodes. So that's going to be a thing. We should do something cool for that.
Will I have come back from the beach at that point?
How many weeks? 12?
I can't add. Yeah.
Rock and roll. 12 weeks. How many weeks is that from now? And we know we're going to miss an episode here and there because that's what we do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It'll be the end of September if we didn't miss anything.
Okay. What end of September?
The 28th.
Like the last week?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'd be perfect.
If we missed two episodes.
Then it would be at the beach.
Then it would be the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, episode 400, cool. Wedding Edition. I'm a live stream it from the podium.
Can you just have like a camera on your lapel?
I'm just going to put the phone in my pocket with the Twitch streamer up. Like,
I'll just hold a selfie stick.
Dearly beloved. Small Town News. Sub wants you to have a coconut fiber dress.
Oh my gosh.
You could just dress.
What's a coconut fiber dress?
It would just be a wedding dress made of coconut fibers.
I mean, they make leather, vegan leather. It's either out of coconut something or like mango leaves or papaya leaves or.
Well, that was made out of the skin of an avocado.
Oh, hold on. This is going to drive me nuts. That would be really funny because I've had purses that look like vegan leather.
Vegan leather?
Material. What is vegan?
Is it really like making something out of fruit roll-ups?
No, I don't want. It's plant-based. Plant-based. Plant.
Oh, this person says vegan leather isn't as ethical as you think.
Pineapple waste.
Oh. Pineapple?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They can make anything out of anything.
Yeah, so apparently it's better than like, because it's just they're gonna chuck it anyway, so they use pineapple waste to do it.
Hmm.
I can't breathe.
I just like using cow skin.
That sounds so weird. I wear dead animals on my feet.
Sure. I don't have a problem with it.
Michigan man tries to remove bees with fireworks, burns down garage. What?
This is what you would do. You'd be like, bees, burn them. A can of WD-40 and a lighter. Is this Tater? Is Tater up in Michigan doing this? Because it sounds like something he would do.
A Miss Tater on the show. A Grand Blanc area garage was reduced to a pile of ashes this evening. I can't breathe and talk at the same time. After a homeowner attempted to use fireworks to remove a bee's nest from the building. People.
There's some things you don't do.
Fireworks shot into the sky from the burning garage as fire crews arrived at the scene. It was like an ongoing thing. The homeowner was doing something with a smoke bomb trying to get bee's nest out of the garage. Said Fire Chief Bob Burdett, because what? That's just perfect, his name.
Bob Burdett. I'm Bob Burdett from Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you.
No one was injured, and the fire was contained in the garage and a neighboring fence, sparing the home on the property. The homeowner, Mike Tingley, these are made up names.
These are Tingley.
Said that while he was saddened by the damage to the garage, he's glad the effing bees are gone. That's not what he said.
But that's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking.
Yeah.
We really weren't going to celebrate the 4th of July, so much as we just have fun in our backyard, we like to have barbecues. We had a patio back there, said Tingley, who was home with his wife and his daughter at the time. It's depressing losing a place where we had lots of fun, but everyone is safe, and that's the main thing. What happened to the bees? Did the bees die?
I got that going for me, which is nice.
Right? Like, at least you got a win out of it. They don't even, like, address the most important things.
We really do need to know if the bees were killed or not. And subject to change makes a good point. If it was hornets, fire is really the only solution.
Yeah.
Bees, you can, yeah, water hose, you know, take care of some business. But but hornets? Hornets, like, they carry around machine guns and stuff. They're invincible.
Dude, we went to, like, to look at the house before everybody was moved out before the closing tomorrow. And the homeowners were there, and we've talked to them several times. And they're an older couple. And so Jacob's, like, walking up and talking to everybody, and, like, a hornet just goes, and just, like, sits right here in my face. And fucking huge. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's like just like this. Like,
no,
but
that's
like
terrible.
With wings. This is what it was. Ugh. It was like this. Like a big, big freaking blah, 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 blah. And it's just, and it's got like a white stripe on his anus. And I'm like, don't you mess with me. Don't make me run out in front of traffic in front of these people I don't know yet. They won't sell me that freaking house. And he just looked at me. He's like, another day, bitch. And then he flew away. It's awful.
Yeah, you better.
I have like chill bumps thinking about that freaking hornet.
And you actually you stayed. You didn't run away in absolute terror.
No, I backpedaled into the road. I'm like, no, don't chase me, because if you chase me, my ass will run. Nobody else cared. Like, nobody else gave a crap. There was like a machine gun wielding Tyrannosaurus Rex with wings flying around.
No, yeah, they would just be like, whatevs. I'm really sorry that happened to you, Smashy.
It was awful.
Did you make sure that there were no hornets living in permanent residence at the house?
That was the only one I've seen in the multiple times. I've been there like 15 times already.
Well,
like,
good. Maybe they're just hiding. They're hiding behind a brick in the basement. That's,
no, stop.
They're just
stop.
Back there. You're going to go down there. You're going to be like, I'm going to hang this picture on the wall. And then you're going to tap and this bug, like the wall is just going to go. And they're going to go. They're going to fly out everywhere. They're actually going to form a giant face in the mass of hornets. And they're going to talk to you. They're going to say, Ashley, we've been waiting for you.
Such an asshole.
They're
going to
turn
totally
into
happen.
They're going to turn into a little pistol. And they're going to go, pew, pew, pew. And they're going to shoot hornets at you. Individually.
Jacob's like, I've faced 50 hornets and I've been stung multiple billions of times and I'm still alive, you pansy ass MF-er.
I feel like he's running out there with his Hulkamania shirt, just ripping it off with his machine guns, like, I'll take you down.
Turkey.
His flamethrowers.
Sure, they'll die after, like, inflicting massive amounts of pain upon me that I would rather not live through.
Oh, they hurt, man. I got stung by one hornet one time, left a hole the size of a small ballpoint pen right in my leg.
What?
They're mean.
They're massive!
Yeah, it left a hole. Like, you've been stung before, and it's like, oh, look at that. It's like a little bug bite-looking thing. Hornet's like, no, it's a legit hole in your skin. Ouch.
They're awful. They're like necrotizing fasciitis.
Yeah, necromancing fasciitis. Hey, Diablo's Dream next Tuesday. What?
Yay!
Special section. It's a special section time. We're going to talk about something else other than world news. Okay. Joey Chestnut captured his 10th mustard belt on Tuesday by eating an event record 72 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes to win the 2017 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest during the annual Independence Day event at the corner of Surf and Stillwell in Coney Island, New York City. If you're not from America, this is how we celebrate declaring independence. We're going to eat as many freaking hot dogs. Like, you'd think it would be a tea, like a coffee drinking contest or a tea dumping contest or some, like, anti-British thing. But we're like, nope, hot dog time. We eat hot dogs.
It's so disgusting. So disgusting.
Yeah. So, which raises the question, how many hot dogs do you think you can eat? Smash, if you were a hot dog eater, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat?
Are they vegan?
Let's say yes for the sake of this. They're those uppity dogs from Dog It All.
The tofu dogs?
Sure. Yeah.
Which still aren't really good for you because soy isolates are just processed
weird.
Yeah,
right. I mean, duh. Soy isolates. I totally knew that. I actually have a reminder written on the pantry. don't eat soy isolates. Says so.
I'm going to pee in my pants.
Get back. Whoa. Soy isolates. I don't want any of that business. That's what I say to people when they come up to me with health food. Like, does it have soy isolates in it? Whoa. I don't eat soy isolates.
Hey,
so you can go just sit down. Do you have any coconut fiber? Thank you. I'll take that.
I'll eat my coconut dogs. Just fill me up a recycled plastic bag with some coconut.
I'll eat a Hostess pink snowball, but keep those soy isolates away from me.
Stephanie, I was like pouring ranch on my salad. Stephanie walks up and stands and looks at me. She's like, you're such a stuck-up snob about food and not eating dairy, and you just drown your salad in ranch. I'm like, shut up! Don't point out my hypocrisy! It's ranch!
That's what I think whenever I see you eat steak. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, did
lots
you see
of talk.
Me not eat steak? No, I ate some. I ate Stephanie's steak.
You had some steak.
I ate steak.
I don't eat steak right, is all I got out of it. I eat steak poorly.
I ate the so Stephanie cut off the best part of the steak and left it there. And I looked around and was like, if I'm gonna eat steak, it's just gonna be that little piece right there, because that's the good shit. You don't even have to chew it. Sold. So I just ate her good piece, and like, so it looked like she ate the whole steak, and you got yelled at because you didn't.
It was fat and gristle. It was like the edge of the gristly, fattest ribeye.
You didn't have a good top. Like, yours was gnarly.
And I said, I'm not chewing that for 15 minutes just to say that I did.
No. Like, normally that would be, like, the part of the meat that you don't have to chew. That's the, like, filet, but you got, like, the ass end of it or something.
I'm kind of a New York strip guy, you know? I can eat almost, I can just about eat a whole New York strip without.
I can eat a steak for hours. It's frozen.
Nicolas Cage. Okay, but yeah, go back to the hot dogs. How many do you think you would eat in a 10-minute span?
Two,
yeah.
If I actually had to chew it,
two's a sporting try. I don't do competitive eating because you choke and die from trying to competitive eat, right. And I don't really want to do that. So I would probably, I could probably do six. I'd probably eat six before I just wanted to throw up.
Vomit, yeah.
Yeah, I could do six. I've done three without a problem before. I guess it depends how hungry and how big are the hot dogs. You know what I mean?
Like, do you have to eat the bread, too, or do they just, like,
shove
wieners?
Oh, you have to eat the bread.
Wieners?
No, huh? You have to eat the bread. You have to eat the bun.
Are you shitting me? So that's wieners and buns?
Wieners and buns together. He ate two.
I could do two.
Based on my calculations, he ate a hot dog every 8 seconds in order to complete the...
Right, you wouldn't chew. You would just, like, be continually deep-throating shit.
That's basically what they do. Most porn stars are really envious of the abilities of of competitive eaters.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking a porn star would be like super good for this because they just deep throat some hot dogs and like they don't throw up. I mean, so they've got no gag reflex.
But I mean, they've got to keep those things down.
Ah.
Like, that's not really. Did you see the video? So there's science by ESPN did a science. About the hot dog eating, and they took
you and Tater sit and watch the video. Stephanie and I were like wedding planning, and I was sitting there going, I would much rather be on the couch with Steven and Jacob right now.
It was unbelievable. It's like somebody filled a trash bag full of hot dogs and put it in your chest cavity.
Yuck.
Not
there's like little possible. Wieners floating around in your belly.
Oh, yeah, it was rough. I wish I could have watched it because I really do enjoy the hot dog eating contest because I'm a weirdo.
We were moving stuff.
You were moving stuff. I was nursing a sick family, which I'm still doing.
You survived, so you got the shit job.
Everybody, yeah, I'm the one that's healthy, so I don't know how. I don't know how, what miraculous hand of God has placed on me to keep me alive. But it hasn't hit me yet, and I've been sneezed on and farted on and pooped on and everything else. News better left untold. Oh, I heard this story on another show this week. I mean, you heard it here first. Boy 7 charged for urinating onto steaks on his neighbor's grill. I love that his name is Boy, you know?
Boy. Boy.
Authorities in Maryland have charged a 7-year-old boy after they say he urinated on steaks a neighbor was grilling in his backyard. What? The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says a deputy responded to a home after the victim contacted them for a report of destruction of property. The investigation found that the boy urinated off the roof of his home onto the victim's grill, and the incident was caught on camera by a witness. The police have been contacted numerous times about the juvenile for reports of theft, destruction of property, burglary, and in one case, grabbing a woman's breast. The boy was charged with one count of malicious destruction of property of $1,000. This kid's feral. What are they doing?
That's what I was thinking. Sub's like, good aim. And I'm like, how do you stand on a roof and like get the... Like, that kid really have some like stomach muscles. He's like,
it's a peeing contest. Like,
I pee on your steaks. I mean, that's like, A, he thought about doing it, and then B, he had the follow through.
But where are the parents during this situation? Like,
I'm assuming the parents
maybe they don't have any
mainly responsible for the way this kid acts. I could be wrong. They could have like perfectly wonderful parents.
It's, you know what? Sometimes you can say like you can blame the kid, and you probably could blame the kid to some degree. But, I mean, they learned from somebody how to be a
human. Especially
a
7-year-old, you got to wonder, like, where he's... I mean, again, he could be, like, a possessed Satanistic demon child, and his parents could be, like, nuns.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, it's funky how it works. There's all these different stages of how to be an awesome parent. You know, you go from, like, I tell you what to do... till I kind of just watch what you do, till I kind of guide you through what to do, and you got to know when to transition from these things, or you'll create a psycho at any moment and not realize what you've done. Hey, Toby, the guy that lives in your mouth. Wait, no, is his name Tony? What's the guy's name that lived
in
his
mouth? Toby sounds more creepy than Tony.
Toby. Red Rom. The butt goblins. That's what I remember from that.
Butt goblins.
Hey, what would happen if you replaced one word in a movie title with butts or butt? You could use butt or butts. I was sitting there chuckling to myself in the living room laughing
true
about butts.
True
butts. And Star Wars, a new butt.
Lethal butts.
I wanted to know Jurassic butts.
Indiana butts and the Temple of Butts.
It's so stupid. But I had this. I was just thinking about butts.
Subject Star Wars Revenge of the Butts.
Revenge of the Butts. I don't know why. It made me laugh a lot.
We got to think of what are, like, I'm like thinking of James Bond's now.
Top Butt 2.
Butts of Glory.
Butts of Glory. Days of Butts. Lord of the Butts.
I love that. Lord of the Butts. That's brilliant.
Oh, man.
More. Give us more.
I need so many more. I ran out of all the movie names.
What are like Arnold Schwarzenegger ones?
Wonder Butts.
the Hobut.
Butts the Barbarian.
I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, he was in
Terminator 2 Butt
he
Day.
He was in Conan. Wait, what was that one?
Terminator 2 Butt Day.
Judgment Butt. What was that awful one where like he got a fight with the devil in a church?
Oh, End of Butts.
End of Butts! If you have a title that has butts in it, please tweet us.
Oh, good Lord. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Independence Butt. Oh, this is greatest. Magnificent Butts. I think that's a real movie, but you find it behind the little curtain in the video store.
Yeah, it's definitely blocked off.
Oh, they don't have video stores anymore. That doesn't really age well.
Video killed the pornography videos.
No, the internet killed video stores.
Whatever.
Oh, you remember Blockbuster once had the opportunity to buy Netflix, and they didn't. They chose to compete.
I bet that was... I'm glad they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how that would have gone, because there would probably still be video stores, because they would have probably shelved Netflix.
Yeah, they probably would have. They would have, or they would have screwed it up so royally.
Yeah.
We would not have the Netflix that we have today.
Adapt or die, bitches.
Horseshoes and butt grenades. WTF section. WTF.
I can't breathe.
This is all yours.
Oh, good. Don't glitter bomb your vagina, top gynecologist warns.
Don't put any glitter up there. Could have a problem.
There's something called glitter.
Oh, gross.
And I'll let you. I mean, I don't know how it's any different than normal glitter, other than it goes on your vajayjay.
You can help me imagine, you know, just, I mean, since the name of it isn't really specific enough.
Stephanie! I bought you a vial of stuff.
No.
Gynecologists are warning against a bizarre new trend which sees women inserting inserting glitter-filled capsules into their vajayjays. Concerned that it could have potentially dangerous side effects. Glitter is just shards of like metal alloys and plastic.
It's so gross.
It's not biodegradable. They're super bad for the environment. They're like, unless it's cosmetic grade, you're not even supposed to put it on you. An online retailer is selling Stephen Adams.
What?
Is selling Stephen Adams. You've got your name over my an online retailer.
I was like, what are you yelling at? What are you yelling at me for?
It has your name popped up over the thing. I'm like, selling what?
And you're like, I can't read the word.
Reverse y'all. Capsules designed to glitter bomb your bits, proving that the unicorn trend has officially peaked. A guy's not gonna be like, you know what, I see that like really pretty amethyst geode over there, I think I'm gonna go stick my willy in it.
No, nobody wants it's, you know, no
shrapnel wiener. That's what happens. You get shrap wiener.
Yeah, you get
essentially
plastic.
Created to
gross.
Make your vagina look and taste better because they're clearly not fine just the way they are. The Pretty Woman Inc. website says the capsules, quote, just enough to make your lover feel that you're Yara, water lady, or little butterfly.
I'm so tired of all the random names for vaginas.
Is what all vaginas are supposed to. Sweet and magical.
Soft.
Wait, what is it? So, like, is it edible glitter? So you're just putting sugar in your vagina? Hello, not okay trip to the gynecologist for medication.
You're going to have a yeast infection.
That's what is going to happen. I didn't want to say that because it's gross.
Well, I'm just saying, you're going to have, if you put sugar. It's a self-cleaning oven, according to Stephanie's anatomy professor from college.
Yes.
But there are some things that even a self-cleaning oven can't take care of.
Like vagina glitter.
Yeah. Don't do that. It's not helping anything. Like I've said this before. A dude will be interested in you if you were all wearing potato sacks. It's really, you don't have to do this. It's not a necessary thing. A dude is a very simple creature. They're just like, oh, boobs. I'd like to say hello to you. And then that's how it works. It's not like, I want the one with the vagina glitter.
What are these capsules made out of that you just pop them in your vagina? Like, why would you stick glitter in your they make, like, tasty dust stuff that you can like put on your bits, like on top of,
right? Like not in
that I can see people using every once in a while, but not just like, I'm gonna put vagina up in my yahoo, you know what, I'm gonna stick it in my anus, and when I fart it's like poof, unicorn.
Now there's an idea.
Right, that would be so much better.
Like a little butt whistle, and every time you fart, it shoots glitter out. It goes pew 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 pew, and you're like, yay! But it only works if you're like running around with no pants on, because otherwise you've just got underwear full of glitter.
Take your underwear off, and it'd be like the whole bathroom floor would just be covered in like.
The glitter would smell awful. It would just be terrible. Like, you've been working out in the yard all day and you've just been farting glitter. It'd be like, that's the prettiest swamp butt I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's terrible.
According to the site, they sold out of the Passion Dust intimacy capsules in a matter of days, but a growing number of gynecologists are warning that this bizarre new trend could actually lead to a dangerous infection. If women place foreign objects inside their vagina, they risk infections such as bacterial vaginosis. Oh my god, that's a word, vaginosis. Please, let's call this thing vaginosis. Or thrush, I don't know what that is. Inflammation, vaginal sunburn, and even increased risks of STIs. I'm assuming
sexually transmitted infections?
Yeah, I guess that's different than a disease somehow. STIs. Using a product like this so-called passion dust might actually kill off any passion at all, Dr. Jen Gunter, a leading gynecologist, said.
It might kill off the passion because they're like, you have an infection in your areas. And that means we can't hang out right now.
I know, right? Like, I like to have sex with you, but it hurts and you cry, so no.
Thanks. Usually tears are a turn off. It's just not gonna work.
Like, unless it's joy, like, you're all, I've never had that much fun in my entire life, and I never thought I was able to have that much joy. I don't need you crying.
No, please don't cry. No. That's a psychologically damaging thing to do to somebody.
It's weird when you're having sex with somebody and they start crying. You're like,
did Yay! I do something wrong? Like, know, what is? Like, what is,
no, it was just, it was good. It was okay. Because guys don't normally cry like this. Oh, all right. Okay. This is going to go.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Like, if I wasn't already going to leave, I'm going to leave now.
Already done. See
bye.
Ya. Peace out. Awesome.
I can't breathe.
No, we're going to let you go. Man, the mailbag is empty this week. Shocker, nobody emailed us anything. We've got to start being more controversial. All the websites that say stuff like, you know, horrible controversial things. Like, these big old talking head political things get all the email. We don't get nothing. We're just like, everybody loves us so much, they don't want to send us hate mail. That's all I can guess.
Yeah, and I'm like, if we haven't said something to piss off / offend at least somebody out there, then the world is very, very happy.
It's very tolerant.
Very tolerant.
The world is very tolerant and good, in a good place mentally, you know?
Yeah.
We are going to ask for your feedback and hate mail and all those things again, as we usually do. Interested in sending us some stuff, and you know what? Tweet us. You can always tweet us. Steve H&H, Fake Kills, and Two Dorks TV. If you don't like email because email's too slow, there's that. There's also our Discord, man. You should join our Discord. I don't have a quick link for that one. I should. I should get a quick link for that one. I will.
Look up a quick link.
Yeah, but our Discord, we're in there all the time. I'm in there all the time. Ashley doesn't chat because Ashley's busy doing important things.
I chat. I just, like, normally do one-on-one chats with people.
You pop in normally, you go, poop, and then you bounce away and no one sees you for another week. But hey, man, if you're interested in hanging out with us and talking with us and sharing things, Discord's a place to do it. And you can also download our show if you,
Why
if you don't listen to this.
Why is there a little
face? I don't know. Cause
look at the little
Because he did a D, a capital D, and a colon, which changed it to an emoji. That's why that does that in the chat, but it's pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm gonna pee my pants. Oh my god. Oh wait, now you have to do D like this.
Yeah, that way. There you go. That's how you
do it. Do it.
But anyway, you guys are awesome. Download our show wherever you get our show if you're a fan of the podcast version of it. Also remember that this has become primarily a video and two in a chat show. So audio, we want to be there for you. And we try to make sure that you continue to have fun. So you can always give me some feedback on that if you feel like we are neglecting you. And that would be sad. Also, follow us on Twitter. I said that already, so I'm not going to say it again. Tip us. Help us make the show better. You can send us tips by going to our site at twodorks.net, which will take you to our Twitch page, which has a tip button. You can click it. And you can send us money. If you have Amazon Prime and you don't have a Twitch account, you should get a Twitch account. Because if you get one and you go to the settings page of your account, you link it to your Amazon account, you'll have a free subscription to send us. And that subscription will give us $2.50. And we would love it. That means that just because you have Amazon Prime, you get to give us $2.50. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to actually give us $2.50. It just magically appears. And you're like, oh, they gave me $2.50, and now I'm giving it to you. And that would be awesome. So everybody who's joined and become a sub through their free Twitch Prime sub, we really appreciate that. I've actually got the first emoji on its way. That emoji is a picture of Murray's head from Monkey Island because Subject to Change thought it would be great. So that's what we're doing. If we want to change it later, we can always change it. And we'll also have emojis for the $10 tier and the $25 tier if you're interested in subscribing at those levels on a monthly basis. That's a great way to contribute to us and help us out. There's also bits if you're in Twitch. If you're not, man, that $5 a month, $5 a month thing, that's pretty cool to keep us in the loop making money and or making podcasty stuff for you and streaming on Tuesdays with Diablo. Anyway, I'm done asking for your money. I love you all.
Doritos. Send me Doritos.
They've learned that we do this for free.
Yeah, but I could do it for Doritos.
I could too. Yeah, if you sent some Doritos. Some Dorito Jacks. Dorito Jacked. Those ranch dipped hot wing ones. Tasty.
Oh my God, I want Doritos. Like, I want all the salt ever.
Tasty. I like it.
Salty McSalter, son.
And we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Terry Pratchett. In ancient times, cats were worshipped as gods. They've never forgotten this. That is a true statement and one that I am happy to repeat here on the show. We will see you guys next Thursday right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Marr.